92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast, episode 40, The Taylor Home Inn. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's for t-shirts, DVDs, books, and all other kinds of Mayberry items, including calendars. This year's new calendar will be coming out soon, so drop by and pick up a copy and pick up some other things while you're there. Shipping is only $5 per order. So the more you order, the more you save. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. All right, folks, here we are, the podcast, episode 40, Taylor Home Inn. We're going to be visiting with Dave and Marcia Shireman. Shireman is their last name. I had to ask them how to say it because it doesn't read that way for a boy from Alabama. But they said it's like fireman, but Shireman. So I've got it. I got it now. Of course, I had to write it down that way. But Dave and Marcia have built a bed and breakfast that is a replica, basically, of Andy Taylor's home. Boy, and if you've ever been to their website at taylorhomein.com, we'll have links in the show notes for that. You will be able to see, wow, how detailed they were when they recreated Andy's home. So, really think you're going to enjoy this episode. We're going to be giving them a call in a few minutes and interview them over the phone. I've never done an interview over the phone here on the podcast, so this will be a first. So I hope you enjoy it, and I hope it all turns out really well. So without further ado, here's going to be Dave and Marcia Shireman. All right, folks, here we are with Dave and Marcia Shireman. I had to ask them how to say their name, but I got it right, I think. They are the owners and operators of the Taylor Home Inn. So, Dave, Marcia, glad to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell everybody how you guys met.
Well, we met at the Sarah Get Me the Courthouse chat room. We met, I guess, actually at the front porch bulletin board, and then when you opened up the chat room, then we were, I think, charter members, and there were a group of several of us that would message back and forth, and what happened then was after some time, several months, there were several of us that decided to go to Mayberry Days and hang out together, and that's where Dave and I met in person. So it's all because of you.
So y'all met at the Taylor's Front Porch. This is the name of the website. That's kind of fitting considering y'all on the Taylor Home Inn now. I hadn't thought about it like that.
Complete with the front porch.
Yeah, we do have a front porch.
Yeah, that's right. So that's great. How long ago was that?
That was in 97, I think.
97. Wow.
That's when the internet started really booming and
mm-hmm.
getting a computer and online. And
well, wow. It's kind of Dave and I have talked about this after the fact. Both of us, when we found that website, it's like, oh my gosh, there are people here who have the same interest, not only interest that I do, but, you know the quotes. And so I would be sitting there in my family room just laughing at the comments that people were making because I knew what they were talking about. And it was just like you'd come home. It was a wonderful thing to discover to begin with. And then like they said, you know, everybody was beginning to kind of get online and learn how to use the internet at that point. And then you find all these people that immediately become friends because it's the same interest that you have. And, you know, when you live in a community where they don't have that interest, you're kind of the odd man out. So it was really a wonderful thing to discover. And And so when we met and ended up together, it kind of seemed logical that we should do something Mayberry-related when we started to look for a home.
So what was it that inspired you to actually to do that? That was, I mean, to actually build the home. I mean, you know, a lot of people enjoy the Andy Griffith Show, and a lot of people do that, but you guys have built the Taylor Home Inn, and for folks that haven't seen it yet, we'll have pictures and stuff online of the house. Wow, you guys went to such detail to reproduce Andy Taylor's house from the Andy Griffith Show.
Well, we've been to Mayberry Days probably two or three times. And, you know, it's a wonderful place at Mount Airy and all the people and just the atmosphere and, you know, everything's Mayberry. But you go there kind of expecting to see the courthouse and Andy's real, you know, the house from the show, but nothing kind of, it didn't quite look like you were expecting, but that was part of it. So we really liked the atmosphere, and everyone was so friendly, and it was a great feeling when you come away from the Mayberry Days experience. So we thought, let's take that feeling and try to build something that looks close as possible to the house, or to make it a complete Mayberry experience. And so that was kind of our incentive when we decided to build.
Well, how long did it take you? Just the fireplace, because, I mean, the whole house is amazing, but the pictures online of the fireplace looks so much like the one right off of the Andy Griffith Show. How long did it take you to find the right rocks, or how did you do that to make it look like that?
We got married, what, 2001? And
our anniversary is tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, we lived, we lived at my funeral home where I work, and we lived there for 2 years, and during that time we were kind of planning it, and, you know, I'd go on the computer with one of those CAD programs and just tweak and try to figure out how the whole house fit together, and we spent a lot of time, probably about a year, trying to plan it all out, and I built a little scale model of it out of foam board, and that kind of worked a few kinks out, and then we just decided we were going to build a house anyway. We might as well just build Andy, so we did, and we just looked at pictures. I mean, we just took the books that Jim Clark's got, and all the we'd freeze frame DVDs and
VHSs at that point. Yeah,
I mean, and we would just, you know, try to get everything just right and figure out the dimensions in relation to objects and, you know, doorways and or standard, you know, widths and just try to, you know, to eyeball it and see what would work, and it came together.
And I'll tell you too, Dave would watch Andy walk around from one point of the living room, for example, to another point, and he figured, well, Andy's a fairly tall person and Dave is too, so each step he took had to be about the same distance as stride as Dave. So one step has got to be close to 3 feet, so if Andy took 4 steps to get somewhere, that's probably 12 feet, and that's one of the things that Dave did. He's kind of a type A personality anyway. Fireplace, the stone that's above the firebox, Dave was looking at that and thought, we need to try to make one that looks like that. Well, the stones that we use are the created stones, you know, the thin cement stones.
Oh, okay.
So when we went to the company that makes those stones to see if they would make that one big one that I call the Chevrolet sign stone, they said it was going to be just too expensive.
Yeah.
And so one of the people that kind of knew how they make these told Dave how to do it, and he built the form and he poured the cement. So he made the rock that goes there, and then I painted it, and then we sealed it. So really, if you look at it up close, you really can't tell that it's not a rock. And so that was the way, you know, we knew, and David said this too, the occasional fans might not know whether we had the right rock there or not, but the real true diehard fans, and we've had several of those, would know. And if you're going to do it, you need to do it right. So altogether, you know, like he said, from the time he started planning it till the time we moved in, it was
like 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years. So it
took a whole year to build, and then after we had it moved in, I think we moved in 2003. Mm-hmm. Started in 2002, because that was the last time we were at Mayberry Days. It was 2002, and we'd just broken ground, and then it took a year to build, and then another year to just get it all finished inside the way we wanted it, and then that's when things started happening. Probably about early 2000, late 2005, 2006 is when it started.
Yeah. When the word got out, I guess.
Yeah.
When the word about the house got out?
Yeah. And when we had our grand opening in 2006 in the summer, actually in January of that year, we had a newspaper in the Twin Cities that did an article in their Home and Garden. It was a two-page front page and second page spread. And so from that, there was a television spot that got done about us on Father's Day because Andy was kind of the penultimate father. And that got sent out to the affiliates, and then there was an Associated Press writer in the state that saw that. And he came on the day that we had our grand opening, the end of June of 2006, and wrote the story. And I guess it was a slow news day when he released it because it ended up getting picked up nationwide. And we had phone calls, as Barney said, about the pickles from Portland to Nova Scotia.
Yeah, we've been, people are sending news articles from Honolulu and I think there was one
Australia.
And then we end up getting in one of those Examiner magazines, some guy from
National
San Francisco.
Examiner, yeah.
Yeah, called and wanted to know.
And what year?
In the Examiner and go, well, we never even talked to anyone from there. And they must have pieced together some kind of story, you know.
Wow.
And then, yeah, U.S. News and World Report, CNN's website had us on there. And we did find out later, we were too busy answering the phone and answering emails, but after it hit, but we did find out that they had mentioned on, I don't know, Good Morning America or something, just some short, like 10-second blurb about it. So it was kind of, you know, it struck a chord. Apparently, there's a lot of people that that kind of wish they could return to Mayberry.
All right. Well, that's our first part of our interview with Dave and Marcia. We're going to have some more parts. I talked to them for about an hour on the phone. It was great. So we'll have some other segments as we go forward with future episodes of the podcast. Hope you're enjoying it. Hope you'll think about dropping by the Taylor Home Inn, too, and staying there. We'll have links in the show notes to their website, and we'll have pictures put up on the Facebook page, and they have photos on their website as well. So you can drop by taylorhomeinn.com and visit them. I'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your comments. Maybe you've been to the Taylor Home Inn. Give us a call. Let us know about it. Our number is toll-free, 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@mayberry.com, or you can just drop by the podcast website at mayberry.com/podcast and leave your comments there. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to drop by Weaver's and pick up something there, because Mr. Weaver, love to have your business, weaversdepartmentstore.com. And we'll get out of here for this week, folks, and we'll be finishing up some interviews with these fine folks at the Taylor Home Inn next week. Maybe have two more episodes. I'll have to see what we end up with. But I want to thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week on Two Chairs, No Waiting, your Mayberry Podcast.